We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah J.
Hello.
We're here at Toronto Comic Con. We've just been introduced to a lovely violinist by the name of Bridget O'Regan.
Yes,
did I say
that's
it right?
Bridget
cool.
O'Regan.
How you doing?
Very good. I'm so excited to be here at Comic Con 2019.
Now, our friends Brooke and Heather were telling us about how busy you were running around, and they were telling me something really cool. You were finding cosplayers and playing the theme songs of their characters?
I was, yeah. It actually all started out with me in front of Comic-Con busking for enough money to get tickets to come inside.
Oh, my God.
And so I would just see these incredible cosplayers coming out the exit, and I'd be like, hey, Batman, can I play your song? And, you know, I'd play Batman song,
right.
And
I
Spider-Man, and then Game of Thrones, and
my
kind of repertoire built up over the next couple hours.
Wow.
And then I got enough money to come in, and then I just, you know, went to my first con, and it was incredible, blew my mind, so I thought next time I'm gonna film some people inside.
Nice.
And it's just blown up into this whole wonderful little tradition.
Oh, wow.
Now.
That's fun. Now, how long have you been playing violin?
For 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so ever since I was 5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Now, do you do, like, because O'Regan is Irish.
It sure is.
And so do you do a lot of, like, Irish folk or, like, a lot of, like, that kind of, like, Irish music kind of thing?
Yeah,
why words are just not forming right now.
I only really get the chance to play Irish music around St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Because I used to play a lot more Irish music when I was in Ottawa, which is where I'm from.
Okay.
Because there are a bit more, you know, Irish roots festivals there.
Yeah.
But in Toronto, I actually play more like soca and southern Indian Tamil and Bollywood than I do any you know, country or fiddle.
Nice.
So it's a really cool change, but I get to learn some new stuff.
Have you ever been down to the East Coast?
Oh yeah, my mom's from there, so lots of trips
what
down there.
What part of the East Coast?
Bridgewater.
I've been to Bridgewater.
Really?
Yeah, I have friends who live there, and I met my friend Chad playing World of Warcraft.
Nice.
And we went to visit, and I drove to Nova Scotia to Bridgewater.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
beautiful town. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it down there.
Oh my goodness.
It's gorgeous, but that's so cool.
That's small world.
I know, right? That's wicked. I love the East Coast. My grandfather was from Newfoundland, so.
Oh, wow. So that's like some proper East Coast right there. Nice.
So, like, I don't remember what I was going
to
ask.
Do you have a favorite theme song to play for an event like this?
Honestly, I have a new favorite song. It's called You Say Run from My Hero Academia.
Oh, yeah.
It is, like, I don't usually have a favorite song, but this one is just, like, no matter how I'm feeling, this song always hits. It's just so, it's a motivational song.
Right.
And it just makes you want to just, like, I don't know, either go to the gym, wake up, live your best life. It's like, da, 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 da. You're like, yeah, go, Deku, you can do it. You can be the best hero. I'm going to cry. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You Say Run, 100%.
Nice. That's very cool. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
What kind of things do you geek out about?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm a huge, big fantasy nerd. I do Dungeons & Dragons once a week.
Nice.
I love Lord of the Rings.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting more and more into anime right now. I used to watch a lot when I was a teenager more, but then, you know, university happens, but
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah, the new anime I'm into is the name is so long, Slime Isekai. It's that time I got reincarnated as a slime. Huge big title.
I've heard of that one.
It is so good.
Now I have to check it out.
It's so happy. You'll see it, and within like 2 episodes you'll just fall in love because the main character is such a Hufflepuff. They're like, oh no, I've been transported to a new world and this is all so strange.
Right.
And instead of, you know, just like, you know, dicking around and causing havoc, they're like, well, I might might as well help people. And it's not an annoying way. Like,
right.
You just fall in love with all the characters, and even the villains kind of come to the side.
Oh, my God.
Like, he doesn't use, like, fighting and force first. He's like, well, I might as well talk to them and see if I can help them. Well, they seem to be conquering a lot of the neighboring nations. Maybe they just need a friend. And then it turns out, like, oh, yeah, no, I've been sad. That's why I'm conquering nations. Cool, now you're my buddy. I guess I'll, you know, not stop conquering people. Thanks, bud.
I haven't watched a lot of anime, but I watched, of course, Attack on Titan, and which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I finally watched Sword Art Online.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Loved the seasons of that. Like, that was just awesome. But, yeah, so do you, like, get into comic books or anything, too? Like, or is it just, like, strictly, like, more fantasy genre?
It's the most recent comic book I found was, let's see, it's called Rat Queens, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rat Queens. It's a fantasy book. I believe it was made in the, it's kind of like, I can't really compare it to anything else. It's really cool. It's kind of like a fantasy, almost Dungeons and Dragons-ish inspired thing.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I don't want to spoil anything because, I'll just say one thing and then it's just like, oh, it's all over.
Like, darn it.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely check it out. I think I more podcast things. Like, I've been getting into the Adventure Zone, which is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm all caught up with that now. So, yeah, I know this is a bit sacrilegious, but I don't like collecting books because I get nervous about having stuff around me. I enjoy space instead of things,
right,
kind of deal. So when I get like over, I think like 20 books, I'm like, oh no, I have my Harry Potter collection and my Lord of the Rings collection. Oh gosh, like, you know, I have to like dust these books now, and like I just feel so nervous about taking
something to the book.
I just feel so nervous about taking care of books. So it just makes me nervous instead of happy after a while.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Books are important.
Books are important.
They're very precious.
But I just get so nervous when I have too many.
Now, I want to ask if for our podcast, if you would mind playing a little something.
Of course. What are your guys' favorite shows or any movies?
I love Lord of the Rings, and I love the Harry Potter series, and so, yeah.
Okay, I think I have one for you, then.
Okay.
Meeting, and we thank you for taking the time out to talk to us.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.